on SOFpodcast.com, iTunes, and on Square One Football Radio. This is The Sound of Football. And hello, and welcome to a very special edition of the Sound of Football podcast. Yes, it's come round again. This is first appeared in one of our very early podcasts. I think it was episode 17, I think it was.
Was it really?
That far ago, yes. And then we did it again, I think, episode 85.
Blimey. Top recall.
You looked it up. I looked it up earlier. Yeah, and but it's come back again. Yes, this time is another one of the Sound of Football's fake draws.
Nothing fake about this draw. It's just not real, that's all.
Just not real, yes. It's faux. It's a fun draw.
It's not fixed, though.
No, certainly not. No. Our pieces of paper haven't been left on the radiator. I could have done. The radiator's right here. And it's no, these ones, there's no way of telling unless you can read through, because I did use quite a heavy marker to write the names of the teams down. Yeah, we're going to try and stick as close as we can to the actual draw. This is a bit difficult because we don't actually know what the official rules for the draw are going to be. And I think they're out in the next couple of days or so. But we've pretty much gone on the way it was drawn out for 2006 and 2010. I'll be explaining the rules as we go along. I've already explained them to these guys, but I'll let you know how it goes.
Did you take them
to a completely baffled, furrowing our brows in a vain attempt to understand the situation.
Yes,
I didn't understand anything that happened in the last half an hour.
I had to get the little farmyard really animals out to explain
all far away.
Yes, this isn't actually Brazil. It's a piece of paper with Brazil written on it. Yes. Well, you know, you can see what's going to come ahead in the next half hour or so, listeners. After we've made the draw, we'll have a nice conversation about you know the groups we've picked and what we think and about how great the World Cup's going to be. And of course, the real thing happens on Friday. But we don't know who's going to be presenting it. Obviously, in 2006 it was Heidi Klum, and in 2010 it was Charlize Theron.
So, did she actually present it, or was she just sort of hanging around?
She turned up in a dress.
Yeah, that's a bit like Heidi as well, in fact, in 2000. I mean, the 2000, we knew that 2006 was going to be the best World Cup in many years because Heidi Klum, you know, helped with the draw.
Yes.
So, well, anything that is kicked off by Heidi Klum is gonna go well, certainly in my book.
I'm not particularly au fait with Brazilian supermodels. I'm sure whoever they choose will be absolutely charming. Right. So without
pregnant pause,
without much further ado, we'll get on and we'll choose the top seeded teams in each group. Now, eight teams have been seeded. Brazil is hosts, and there are seven other seeds. There are three other teams from South America and four European teams. Surprisingly, to some people, the seeds include teams like Switzerland and Belgium at the expense of Italy and the Netherlands. This is part of the, well, part of the reason for that is the strange way that the seedings are worked, well, the FIFA rankings are worked out. I don't know if you've read anything about this, chapter. There's been some quite good explanatory posts about it.
If it's based solely on the FIFA rankings, ultimately it's based upon wins, losses, and draws.
Yeah, it is. I mean, but it's interesting.
It's weighted and against the importance of the fixture and the quality of the opposition. But essentially, it is based on wins, losses, and draws.
And unfortunately, because it was actually very, very tight in the end, and Italy and Netherlands basically shot themselves in the foot by playing teams that were so far down the ranking order that even though they won those games, they ended up
they weren't worth much.
Basically only earning a very, very small amount of points. And then when everything's averaged out, it brought their score actually down. So
right.
Whereas teams like Belgium and Switzerland have been playing better ranked opposition.
Yeah, and doing well against
and
them.
And doing well against them. Yeah. So that's the reason what it is. England will be in pot three. Now, we don't know if the European teams are going to be in pot three or in pot four in the actual draw.
There's a suggestion that in the actual draw they might be in pot four.
They might be in pot four.
But the point is that with our pot is the same pot that will be in the FIFA draw.
Yeah, so they'll be made exactly out of the same teams. Yeah. So it really doesn't make that much of a difference. It's just the order in which they're drawn out. As I say, I'll explain it more as it goes along, because once we get to the pot with the African teams in, it all gets a bit crazy again.
Mm.
Right, okay, well,
I think Jan should do the honours.
I think you should. I think we should get him ready to draw from the team of seeded teams. Now, Brazil, have already been put in Group A, in the top position there. So this one is to find out who is in the top position on Group B. Yeah, a bit more urgency than that.
Uruguay.
Excellent.
There you go.
All right, so we've got South Americans, Group A and B so far.
So Uruguay will be playing their first game at Salvador.
Winners of the World Cup the last time it was in Brazil, in 1950, of course.
Ooh, good knowledge. Terry, who is going to be the seeded team in Group C?
Well, you know. Belgium. For those of you that are wondering, I'm showing this.
Obviously, done it in an official FIFA style.
Belgium.
Fingertips on there.
Absolutely. So yeah. There are no doubt. Even though you can't see it.
Yeah, right way up as well.
I want it to be understood that's how seriously I'm taking this.
So Belgium there. Into slot one in Group C. I'll pick this one out. Why not?
You do that.
I'll pick one out for Group D. That's it.
Easy. You've spilt your seed on the table.
España. Spain. Filling up first slot in Group D. First slot in Group D. Their first game.
The world champions in Group
D. Their first game is going to be in Fortaleza.
Fortaleza.
Yes.
Is a brilliant.
Sounds like a disco.
Where were you born? Fortaleza.
Yeah.
Nice. Where are you going tonight? I'm going to Fortaleza to pick up some ladies.
Colombia
will be going into Group E.
Jolly good.
Yeah, jolly, jolly good. Terry, without further ado, can you pick one for Group F? As I frantically look in the pot to make sure there's enough teams there.
Deutschland,
Germany.
Group F
of Germany. If you want to know,
looking to win the World Cup for the first time since 1990.
They start their campaign at the Estadio de Maracana in Rio de Janeiro.
In the Maracana, no less.
Historic venue. A bit of a late kickoff for the Germans in that first match, because it kicks off locally at 7 o'clock, which will be, I think, 11 o'clock. In the evening, German time.
In CET, good grief. Yeah, yes, well.
Group G will be Switzerland.
Yeah. Jolly good.
Yeah, kicking off at a much more pleasant time for them, because obviously they get to bed early in Switzerland. They'll be kicking off at 5 o'clock their time. Actually, 6 o'clock. Sorry.
6 o'clock?
Yeah.
It's important to get these things right when it comes to Switzerland. Yes. Time. They'll all be setting their watches for it.
At Salvador. They'll start now. With their first match. And excellent. Jan, can you complete the draw for the season?
Oh, God. I need to wash my hands. It's Argentina.
Argentina, yes. The Argentines getting in there. Last out. And now we've got the completed. Now we have all our seeds are there. But of course, you know, it doesn't mean much because we knew they'd all been different groups anyway. What we need now is we need some other teams to fill them up. Now, from these ones, it'll only be Jan and Terry picking these ones out, because I'll be picking out what position they are in the groups. So we know where they're going to be. When they're going to be playing who?
After you, sir. I pulled an Argentinian.
You pulled an Argentinian. I shall see if I can... See what I've got.
This group is this pot is made up of the teams from Asia and from North and Central America.
The United States of America.
The United States of America have been drawn into
North America.
Into Group Correct. A with the host Brazil, and they'll be occupying slot number three.
Slot number three. Yes. So I'll just move them here, and I'll leave this gap here for Brazil and the United States to come in there. Possibly Mexico, who knows? Or another CONCACAF state. State? Country.
Oh, I want this one, and it won't come out. Honduras.
Honduras,
and they will be...
Shall I?
Yeah.
Please.
In Group B.
In Group B.
Group B, so Uruguay and Honduras.
Position 2 in Group B.
Sorry.
Uruguay.
My go. Here comes another one. Draw's coming thick and fast now. South Korea.
Ooh.
We'll play in Group C.
In Group C with Belgium.
With Belgium.
And they will be occupying position 2 again.
Belgium and South Korea, eh? Very, very nice indeed. Eden Hazard versus Heung-Min Song. We'll all be looking forward to that one.
Spain. Who's going to be in Spain's group?
Australia.
Typical bloody Spain, eh? Get the easy one. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
They'll be position 4, so they'll be playing Spain, I think, in the last game of that group. So maybe Australia will be maybe Spain will already be through by the time Australia play them, but who knows. So from group E.
Costa Rica.
Ooh,
in America's flavour to this
in Colombia's group. Mm-hmm. And they will be also in position 4.
Righto. So okey-dokey.
There you go. They will play Colombia on the last almost near neighbours, actually, Colombia and Costa Rica.
Yeah.
Very, very far between.
Well, it's quite close relative to where we are.
Yeah, I think it's only Panama in between them, actually.
Just the Panama.
Germany's group. Let's have a look, see who have we got else in there.
Mexico.
That represents an easy draw these days. Mexico, not quite the team they were, but scraped through by the skin of their teeth.
They face Germany in their final game in the group. So that's, they've been drawn in position 4. So we should have only 2 more teams to pick, and I think we've got 2 we've got left to go.
I'll save it for later.
Japan still hasn't come out yet.
Right, so next one up is Iran.
Is in with Switzerland.
In with Switzerland.
And they will be occupying position 3.
Position 3, so I'll put that sort of there-ish. Yep. Lovely. And finally,
it should be Japan. And they will all be occupying position 4.
And they're in Argentina's group, Group F.
So Argentina and Japan will be in the last round of fixtures in that group.
Shall I grab the next pot, or do you require further preamble?
No, I don't require anything further preamble. As I said earlier, there was thoughts that maybe the European group will be pot 4. I've made it pot 3. Because pot 4 the other pot is a bit confusing, so I thought just get the.
But ultimately, it doesn't matter, does it?
Ultimately, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter because the real thing that it might come out a little bit later in the draw.
Yeah.
The
only issue is the way the draw is worked out is so that teams don't play any other sides from the same conference except for the UEFA sides, because there are so many of them. Now,
sure,
these are the remaining European sides except France, who are in their own little special pot, like Serbia and Montenegro were back in 2000.
That's because they're the lowest European seeds.
Because they're
European
the lowest ranked
sides. Gotcha.
Yes. So they're on their own little pot, and they'll be drawn out after these lot here.
No, it's your go.
So, yeah?
No, I took out...
I went first to last. Remember your whole Argentinian thing?
Okay. And who do we have the first European team out of?
Italia.
Italia, they'll go into Group A.
Group A? Are they, which position are they in?
They are in position 2.
Position 2. So it's Brazil, Italy and the United States. There you go.
Excellent
stuff. That's a tasty little group, that, isn't it?
It's shaping up to be quite tasty. Yeah. Right, after me.
Who's going to join Uruguay and Honduras in Group B?
Who indeed? It's going to be the Netherlands.
Ooh. 4.
Really shouldn't have said that.
They'll be occupying position 4 in that group.
Sorry, position 4. Just can't help it, can you?
You just cannot help it.
Doing that.
Okay, Jan, who's next? Who's next going with Belgium and South Korea?
Bosnia and Herzegovina.
And Herzegovina in with South Korea, and the position is?
Position 4.
Position 4. First time in the World Cup for Bosnia and Herzegovina. It promises to be a proud day for them. Where are they likely to play their first match, Ben?
Their first match...
Were this real?
Were this real. Their first match will be in Recife.
Righto.
We don't know who it's going to be against because we haven't got slot 3 in Group C yet. But they'll be playing in Recife.
Pretty good.
A bit of a late, that's a midnight kickoff in Bosnian time. But I'm sure they like a bit of late night football.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Sure they'll make allowances. Right, the next one out is Russia.
Uncontroversial Russia going in with Spain and Australia, and they'll be occupying slot 3 in that group.
So there they are, just above Australia.
Yeah, and they'll be playing Australia in their first match. So Australia, that's who you've got in your first match.
Right, we'll be lining up to watch that, won't we?
Colombia, Costa Rica. Do you know what? England could be in this group, Jan.
Greece.
Oh my God. Group E. Anyone could be going through from this one. They'll occupy position 2. Position 2.
Right, so just a reminder, it's with Colombia and Costa Rica so far.
Group F is shaping up quite well. That's got Germany and Mexico. England's still not been pulled out yet. There's only three more groups to go in there.
Here we go. Could it be England? No. It's Croatia.
It's Croatia, in with Germany and Mexico, and they will be in position 3.
Germany and Croatia.
So they kick-start their campaign against Mexico.
Think of the fun to be had there.
Only 2 more groups to be pulled, and there's still Portugal and England to be pulled out.
I think it's going to be England. Portugal will be
in position 2, in with Switzerland and Iran. Yes. Quite jammy there for
that
Portuguese.
Is quite jammy.
So it leaves England in Group
A.
Argentina. Just to complete the draw.
There you go. And they're in position 3, so position they'll start 3. The campaign against Japan.
England v. Japan.
Scrolling down. It's going to be a late kickoff, 11 o'clock in the evening at, I don't know how to pronounce this, but Cuiaba. I apologise for that because I haven't checked out on this. This is like the whole bloody Wrocław thing all over again, isn't it? So a late kickoff on the 17th of June. Yeah, 11 o'clock. But of course we'll all be staying up for it because we want to watch it, don't we?
What day of the week would that be?
I don't know.
Okay, sure.
I think actually it's a Tuesday.
Right. So it could be a few bleary-eyed folk coming into work the next day for England v Japan. Were this real?
I'll just scroll back on that because the 12th is when it kicks off, and that'll be a Friday, won't it?
Yep.
So 12th is Friday, 13th Saturday, 14th Sunday, 15th Monday, so it might be a Wednesday actually.
Yep.
Right now we've got the all the
almost there.
So there's just one gap in each group.
Happily enough.
Now the next team to be pulled out is France. Now France have already been selected, but what we have to do is they have to go into a group with one of the South American seeds. Otherwise, they'd be in a group with 3 European teams. So there is a pot here with the names of the 4 South American sides.
Well, Graham, why don't you pull that out?
I will pull this one out, and I will pull out one name from it. And the name is Colombia.
Colombia.
Oh.
Colombia.
So that's Group E.
So that is Group E completed.
First complete group.
First complete group of Colombia, Greece, France and Costa Rica.
Intriguing.
You can unwrap those if you wish.
No, it's all right. We trust that they don't all say Colombia. After all, you have nothing to gain from doing this. Unless, of course, you have something to gain. Right.
Right. So
who went first last time? Hang on, you've got some preamble here.
I have some preamble here. Now, these are the... This pot is largely made up of African sides. There's five African sides in here, but there are, just to confuse matters, there are two South American teams. The two South American teams being Ecuador and Chile. Now, Ecuador and Chile can't be drawn in groups with South American sides in them. So what will happen is that if an African team is drawn out, they will be placed in the first available slot for a South American side. And if a South American side is drawn out in a South American group, they will be put in the first available European group.
So it's working down from A through to H.
A through to H. Right. Motti didn't get this when he did the World Cup draw, and he thought Ivory Coast had been drawn with us, but they weren't.
Yes, I could have sworn at Ivory Coast were in there. Well, I clearly, yes.
Yes, we all remember that.
Yeah. He really made a hash of that.
Yes, he really did make a hash of that. Okay.
He actually got you to do it.
He should have got me to do it, yes. Yeah. I've read the FIFA guidelines on it.
Yeah. He obviously didn't.
No. He obviously didn't. No, yeah. No. Motti, so. See? He just phones it in now, though, isn't it? Right, so if we can draw the first one, we'll go into Group A, probably, if unless it's a South American side.
Algeria.
Algeria goes into pot four.
Group A?
Into Group A, starts off their World Cup campaign against the United States. But look at that first tie in that group there. That's Brazil versus Italy. Italy. That's going to be the curtain raiser of
that
group.
And that will be a curtain raiser too.
Yeah, for the whole tournament.
If this was real,
that would be a top pick.
That would be amazing.
I like that group.
I'd be looking forward to that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Brazil, Italy, US and Algeria. There's a good balance to that group.
Yeah.
That's a tasty group.
Yes. Yep. So,
right, shall I
Terry, see if you can bring
out something equally as intriguing.
Group B or Group C.
Or Group C.
Yeah.
So it's Chile.
Chile.
So it won't be Group B, it'll be Group C.
Yes.
With Belgium, South Korea and Bosnia.
Yes.
And that, again, has loveliness all over it. Belgium are the new giants of world football, as we may be aware, with some cracking players, and as a South Korea. And Chile, if you saw the England game, you'd know how great value they are. Yep. And we're all looking forward to seeing what Bosnia can do.
Yeah.
And they're handy too. So that's a stomping group.
And Bosnia kick off the tournament against Chile.
Against Chile.
Which should be a cracker.
It should be a cracker.
Mm.
Nigeria
completes Group B.
Into Group B. Uruguay, Honduras, Nigeria and Netherlands.
Nigeria, Netherlands.
Nigeria,
Netherlands will be the first game in that for them.
This is perhaps, we don't know much about Honduras generally. Yeah. We know Uruguay are good and we know obviously the Dutch are always good. Nigeria are the African champions.
Yeah.
But there was a sort of sense that perhaps there was a degree of them being carried by the wings of fortune during that tournament. They're quite a young side.
Right.
We shall see.
Mm. Let's see if we can complete Spain's group.
Spain. And the final group for D is Ecuador. Ecuador in they go. Right, so this looks like a bit of a gimme for the Spanish, if you want my opinion.
You think?
I'm sure Ecuador are okay, but I think they've qualified quite low down. Russia are Russia, and Australia are awful. they're not likely to become less awful. Now, apologies to our Australian listeners, because I know we do have Australian listeners. I'm sure they'll agree that they're pretty awful. They'll be looking to improve massively under their new coach.
Do you mean the team are awful? Or do you mean Australians generally?
No, Australians are lovely. Australians are lovely. And all the people who live therein, including many of my family. But the team is pretty grisly at the moment. They've got a new coach, a guy called Ange Postecoglou, who's a good guy, and they will be looking to not get slashed 6-0 again. That's an interesting group, but you'd think that Spain straight through there without too much of interruptions.
Now all the South American teams have been drawn out from this pot now, so there's only African teams left in, so they will just naturally slot into groups F, G and H.
Cameroon,
Germany. Oh, that harkens back, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Does it?
Was it Cameroon, Germany then? They
I don't know. Were they Cameroon, Argentina, I remember, from 1990. Maybe. I could be forgetting my World Cup lore. All right, Germany, Cameroon, Croatia, and Mexico. A more divergent bunch you couldn't find.
Yeah.
Mm. And yes,
Germany will run away with that one.
I think Germany can do that one. Were this real? Jan.
I just did Cameroon.
Sorry, you did Cameroon. So this is the Group G, the final one.
Switzerland, Portugal, and Iran's group.
We'll be playing Ghana.
Ghana.
There we go. Ghana, Iran, Portugal, Switzerland. Yeah, that looks even.
Yeah. It's got a bit more interesting for Portugal with Ghana coming out there, I think.
Damn right.
I know who's in our group as well.
Ivory Coast.
So Motti gets his way in the end.
Oh, and ouch. Is real. Ouch.
Yes.
Ouch. I think we've just picked a rather painful group.
Yeah.
For Group H.
Argentina, Ivory Coast, England, and Japan.
Mm, and the order in which England will play them, they'll start with Japan, then they'll play Argentina, and they'll finish up playing Ivory Coast for what promises to be a hard-fought place in the second round.
An absolute bastard group.
Yeah.
That's a group of death.
That's
a group of death right there.
Oh, God, yeah. So
Were this real?
I think we can just we'll just go around the table and we'll just sum up who's in what group. I'll go Group A. We've got Brazil, Italy, United States, and Algeria.
Group B are Uruguay, Honduras, Nigeria, and the Netherlands.
Group C is Belgium, South Korea, Chile, and Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Group D is Spain, Ecuador, Russia, Australia.
Group E: Colombia, Greece, France, Costa Rica.
Group F: Germany, Cameroon, Croatia, and Mexico.
And Group G: Switzerland, Portugal, Iran, Ghana.
Group H: Argentina. Sorry, it's cut my throat. Ivory Coast, England, Japan.
Well, there you have it. Ooh. There you have it.
That is.
And that completes a draw.
Yeah.
And that's how entertaining it might be
if we had been organised.
Yeah. Actually, I have to say your organisational skills were excellent there. It's almost like I didn't even have to listen to anything you said before.
That's why I was sitting here perfectly relaxed when you were talking, because I've done this before, and you're sitting there going, I think I should be putting stuff down. But in fact, it's all good because Graham sorts it all out. So it's good. This is our third time that we've done this. Mm. And it's always
how
intriguing.
Accurate have you been?
Oh, well, I don't believe we've ever been accurate.
Okay.
I think our methodology has been accurate.
Yeah.
I should say Graham's methodology has been accurate. It's ours. It's a bit cheeky, isn't it?
I think the odds are something particularly outlandish for us to get something similar. But, you know... You never know.
Any listeners fancy taking this down to a bookies to see if it comes out and if someone will give you a price, we would love to know what price they got for it. I mean, I can't be asked to do something like that, but if somebody out there can...
Clearly a waste of time.
It's clearly a waste of time. But if you want a waste of time, do let us know. Do let us know.
So come on, guys. Jan, which one is the group of death?
Group H. That's a horrible one, actually.
Group H for horrible, isn't it?
Oh,
yeah.
H for horrible.
Yes. Argentina, Ivory Coast, England, and Japan. Yeah, I wouldn't be booking too long off for the World Cup if you're part of the
just
England
a 2 week holiday, I think.
Yeah, I think that'll be enough. Any other groups catching your eye then?
We've touched on it already, but Brazil, Group A rather, with Brazil and Italy in there, I think that's quite mouth-watering.
Yeah.
I'm really interested in Group C actually, with Belgium, not North Korea. Sorry, they've fought wars over things like that, haven't they? Specifically over that, actually. South Korea, obviously. Chile and Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Yeah, that's...
I think that's going to be quite an interesting one.
That looks
watch.
A great group.
Were
this real, of course.
Were this real.
I kind of wish it was.
I wish it was now. That would be a great group.
A great group, because I mean, when we started this, Jan's sitting there going, why are we doing this? I'm saying it, obviously, because he's far too polite. But you can see in his eyes going, why are we doing this? And now that he's done it, it's like, whoa.
I'm really genuinely excited, but it's not real.
Well, maybe
I was actually thinking earlier, when you were talking about the England game, I was thinking, oh, I'll probably have to book the next day off.
It's amazing what goes in there. Well, you never know. We could send a link to the recording to Seth, right? Yeah. And we could say, look, don't bother on Friday, look.
Just do it.
Now begins the FIFA World Cup draw.
A bemused Motti goes, I think they're going to use this out in football. I think our draw hasn't really come up with any sort of like classic grudges, has it really?
England-Argentina has got the political as well as footballing damage.
There's no Ghana-Uruguay there.
Of course Ghana-Uruguay there. I mean, in terms of sort of like broader geopolitical nonsense,
Spain-Ecuador,
that's a good one, quite old, but you know, we hold grudges for a long time, as we know.
I don't know how many Aztecs are going to be playing for the Ecuador, but
if there's one in there, he's going to be mildly pissed off, he's going to be up for it.
I think that probably the easiest group for the seeds would be Spain, Ecuador, would be Group D. Spain's group, Ecuador, Russia and Australia.
It's a bit of a gimme, isn't it, for Spain? Yeah. I mean,
and I think Germany have done okay out of it.
Yeah,
although, I imagine they'll all be troublesome opponents, but you in their current form at the moment. Croatia had to qualify via a playoff. Mexico similarly scraped through. Cameroon, okay, all African teams came through via a playoff, but I think they were quite comfortable in their qualification. So, yeah, I think that Germany are doing okay in that one. Mm. What else? Uruguay?
Yeah, I can't see the seeds having much of a problem, really. I think the only one that I would think would be quite open would be Group G.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
You've got to worry about Switzerland's pedigree in this competition. Although their ranking is good, you have to wonder about their pedigree in being able to get this kind of thing done.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how they get on. Really.
And they won't know anything. I mean, like, for instance, Iran. I mean, they won't know that much about Iran. I'm sure that were this real and they came out of the draw, they will be scouting them. Yeah. But, I mean, to a certain degree, we don't know a great deal about Iran because you know, the political situation with them. I'm sure a lot of their players play overseas. Mm. But, I mean, we don't know a tremendous amount about them. So whoever gets Iran, we'll have a bit of extra scouting work to be done there.
Yeah.
Mm. Who's it? Well, it's Ghana. Yeah. Ghana beat Egypt, didn't they? Quite comfortably in that playoff. Is that right? Oh, I got
was
that right.
Cameroon, wasn't it?
I thought it was Ghana. Doesn't matter. But yeah. So we'll see. So it's just a group of loveliness.
Well, as we said, the real draw is actually on Friday, so we can come back next week and we can compare.
Well, I think we should. I assume that that's what we're doing next week, which is partly because we don't have to think of a topic next week.
That sounds brilliant.
Yeah, so that's what we're doing.
We will be actually
your research other than just watching the draw. That's my kind of research.
But we'll be putting our draw up on the site anyway, so you can have a look at it. And
when you say you'll be putting it up on a site, do you mean you'll be taking a picture of it and you'll be posting?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, that'd be it, really.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
See, if Oakley was here, he'd really write it all out on big tables and all of that. But but he's not.
But he's not. But there you go.
Yeah, exactly. Right then. Well, as Terry said, we'll be back next week to talk to you about the actual World Cup draw and about how terribly it was and how amateurish it was compared to ours. But until then, from me, Graham Sibley, Terry DeFellin and Jan Bilton, it's goodbye.
Bye. Bye.
You can contact us through our website, sofpodcast.com, via Twitter, @soundoffootball, or on facebook.com/soundoffootball.
Where are you going tonight? I'm going to Fortaleza to pick up some ladies. Boom, 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 boom.